Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 30th, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and guess what? Your ideas a huge success. Ladies, it's a marvelous Monday, and I'm so very excited to be here in this year of 2017 and all of the opportunities, possibilities, and blessings that will happen this year for you and for me. I have a great show lined up for you today, ladies. We'll start with our five questions to spark abundance, and then we'll move into our book excerpt, Awaken the Giant Within. And today, we're going to be talking about, again, belief systems, the power to create or destroy. Again, belief systems, the power to create or destroy. And then also, I'm going to be sharing with you some changes that are happening on social media. I mean, hold on, buckle in, because there are so many things going on social media. And as a businesswoman, you need to be kept in the know. And so today we're going to focus on LinkedIn and Facebook. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Instagram, but primarily LinkedIn and Facebook. And then also our hot topic today, as we close out the topic of creating your abundance, I'm going to be sharing with you five ways to develop your abundance habits. Again, five ways to develop your abundance habits. And then I'm going to provide you with upcoming information about teleclasses that are going on over at our main website, Women About Biz. So if you haven't already, get a pen and a notepad. And for those of you that are longtime listeners, get your Successful Woman Radio journals out. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is that? I don't have a copy of that. Well, really all it is that I have suggested over the years to women who listen to the show to just get a spiral-bound notebook, you know, something from the dollar store, not very expensive, but something that you can keep your notes in, and then just date each Monday and list out the notes and the different things that are shared that are important for you. And that way you kind of have a directory or a list of things that you can go back to from time to time. I've even had members that say at the end of the month, they flip back to the first Monday and they look at all of their notes and try to figure out how they're going to implement some of the things. I've even had people to schedule coaching session that we offer. And I've had people to tell me during Power Talks, hey, I want to know how to implement these various things that you talked about on Successful Woman Radio. So again, get your notepad out, get your Successful Woman Radio journal that you've made up for yourself out. And then one thing that you need to do, which is so very, very important, and that is you need to bless the life of at least one woman right now. Now, you can do this by flashing over on another line and just dialing a friend, an associate, someone that you know needs to be in a positive environment, and letting them know that Successful Woman Radio is on the air live right now. If you have a pen in hand, here's the phone number so you don't have to look it up. It's 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And of course, for all of those who are listening via their smart devices, that would be your iPhone, your Android, your notepad, your iPad, or your desktop, and you're listening from the Blog Talk Radio site for Successful Woman Radio, make sure you go on at least one social media site and just post Successful Woman Radio on the air live. You listen now and give them the phone number, 347-637-2589, or you can drop the link, which is blogtalkradio.com blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. I appreciate all of you for sharing the show, and I will continue to give you meat that you can eat, right? Give you that information that's so very, very important. And I'm so excited that all of you are on my success train today. Choo-choo! That's exactly what I call it. And that means that I am just full of passion and you know, energy to help as many business women as want to receive it. I am so excited about helping you. I want you to know that I am literally, you know, throwing out everything that I can to make sure that you have good information, because so often, you know, there are so many coaches that are out there, and I understand it. They've got to make a living. I've got to make a living. But they give a lot of fluff, and they don't give enough information, right? And so I'm here to let you know that when you listen at Successful Woman Radio, you're always going to receive meat you can eat. You're going to always get the information that you will be able to put to use in your business, and you will be able to start seeing some results if you follow it and implement it, which is so very, very important. I want to give a big shout out and a huge, huge thank you to a very special person, and that is Rhonda Frost, CEO and founder of Flame to Success. As those of you who may have listened to the show on last Monday, Rhonda also co-hosted the show with me, and I really, really enjoyed, appreciated that. And then this past Saturday, Rhonda's organization and our nonprofit side, Her Dream Startup, partnered, and we gave a Her Dream Startup overview seminar here in Atlanta, and it was so very, very successful, and I had such a wonderful time, and I really felt empowered, and I really did enjoy all of the things that my spirit brought up to me to share with the women that attended. And so again, I want to thank Rhonda Frost for giving me that opportunity, and also for just always supporting me. You know, it is always so wonderful when you have other business women who are doing similar to the same things, but they see your passion. They know what your vision is, and they too have similar visions, and they are willing to align with you so that we can both rise. And Rhonda is one of those people. So Rhonda Frost, if you're listening today, love you. Thank you so very, very much for being there, for always supporting Women About Biz, Successful Woman Radio, and for partnering with us. Now, for those of you that didn't know it, we have a nonprofit side, herdreamstartup.org, and that is for women who are either starting a business, they're just starting out, they've been in business for maybe just about 1 or 2 years, or for those women who just really say, you know, I have been in business for so much longer, but I feel like I need to get back to the basics because my business is not generating a profit. I feel that I've missed out on some steps, some phases about starting a business. Well, you need to make sure you go to herdreamstartup.org. Okay, and apply for our scholarship-based program, and we're getting ready to start a new session coming up very soon. So it is a blend of a self-paced online training program along with weekly Her Dream Startup phone conferences, and so hopefully you will be able to get on the website, go ahead and apply for the scholarship because we only allow a certain number of people in each quarter. So again, that's herdreamstartup.org. And if it's not something for you, make sure you bless the life of another person who mentions to you that they're starting a business or they are needing some business assistance and they've recently just started. It's 12:09 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Well, I want to start out right now with just letting you know that this year has just started off with such a huge boom. It was my goal in December for my business to make sure that I was planned, that I had really aligned all of the things that needed to be taken action on, and I was clear on my goals, which is so very, very important. And I want to let you know that I am seeing some awesome results because of my business strategy, because I took that time. And so I want to encourage you right now, if you have not developed a business strategy, it's okay, but you need to get started on it as soon as possible. So I just want to quickly give you some short tips of things that I think that you need to do to get going with a business strategy and to start taking action on your business right away, okay? So the first thing is planning your business strategy for the year is going to take some time. And so what I would recommend that you do, because we're already in 2017, I first recommend that you schedule some quiet time where you're able to sit down and ask yourself this one very important question. What is it that I want to experience in my business in 2017? Again, what is it that I want to experience in my business in 2017? Now, this question is very important, and here's why. Because this question really is your vision. Whatever you answer to this question, it is your vision. So the next thing, after you start listing out what it is that you want, and one of the things that I recommend wholeheartedly is, ladies, stop writing in sentences when you're talking about what it is that you want to experience. I want you to be as direct as you possibly can. And so what that means is that you need to bullet point in bullet fashion. You need to list out what it is that you want to experience in 2017. Now, as a suggestion, I think that you should look at these areas. I think you should look at what it is you want to experience in your business financially. I think you should look at what you want to experience from a branding standpoint for yourself, personal branding within your business. Who do you want people to see you as? Right? What are some of the things that you want to experience as a result of being the business owner? So there's the financial side, there's the personal branding within the business side, right, that I want you to take a look at. I want you to take a look at marketing. What is it that you want to experience from your marketing? What type of marketing do you want to do? I also want you to look at your collaterals, or better known as your marketing materials, your marketing tools. What do you want to experience as far as marketing tools are concerned for your business? You know, do you need a new website? Do you need a new blog? Do you need to redo your face? What is it that you want to experience in that realm? And then I want you to look at what is it that you need to experience from a health perspective. And that is very, very important, simply because you need to be healthy in order to create a successful business. You need energy. You know, I was just saying that to myself this morning. I was feeling kind of sluggish. And I was drinking my water, which is a good thing, but it dawned on me, you haven't eaten. That's why you're feeling kind of sluggish. And so I got up and I fixed myself something nutritional to eat, right? And I felt better. All of a sudden, I felt this burst of energy, and I realized that I really need to until I develop it as a habit, I really need to eat 4 to 5 times a day, and I need to schedule it in my calendar until I get it right, because sometimes I start my day very early, maybe 5 in the morning, and when I am very busy and really into my work, I don't eat. I don't have that appetite. I don't pay attention to that. So I need to schedule that. And maybe some of you can identify with what I'm talking about. And so again, these are all things that you need to be thinking about as you answer that question. What is it that I want to experience in 2017? Okay. So once you answer that, and you're going to do it in bullet point format, meaning you're going to be very specific. Don't put down, I want to make a lot of money, because that's really not answering what it is that you want. If you want to make a lot of money, then you need to be more specific than that with the actual amount that you're trying to make for the year. Now, so you've written out your answers in bullet point fashion. Now, here's something that you really need to pay close attention to. Once you have those answers, you need to know that in order to ignite those visions that you've just listed, all of those things that you want to experience, you actually have to set goals to each and every one of them. And most of the time, they're all going to have, you know, multiple goals. And then once you list the goals to those things that you want to experience, to each thing, then you're also, for each goal, going to set tasks, okay, that need to be implemented. And you see, it is the task, which is so very important, it is the task that actually allow you to take action and manifest your dreams and your goals. So those things are very, very important. So I've just given you shortly a list of things that you need to do to really help yourself develop your strategy for 2017. Now, after you did all of that, you have ask yourself, what is it that I'd like to experience in 2017? You've listed out your answers in bullet point form fashion or a bullet point format with very specific answers, right? You've drilled down. You're very specific about what it is that you want. You've also set goals to each of those experiences that you want to have. And then you've also set tasks to each of the goals that you've listed under each experience, okay? So there's a stair step type of a thing going on here, right? It's your vision, which are the experiences you want to have, then are the goals to support each of those visions, each of those experiences, same thing, and then there are tasks for each of the goals, right? So that's very, very important. So once you've done all of that, now you need to look at all of it and determine what's priority for the rest of this quarter, 2017, because we're in first quarter 2017. We have February, we have March left. So you need to determine out of those things, what is it that you need to be working on in this quarter? And then for the rest of the items, you need to prioritize them over the next three quarters. Now, I want you to understand something. When you create a vision, again, which is simply what it is that you want to experience within a given time frame, when you create a business vision, it is not finite, meaning it is not something that's finalized, okay? There are going to be changes. There are going to be tweaks to the system. There are going to be new visions that you have that you prioritize over some that you may have written earlier. The most important thing is clarity. In order for you to have clarity about what it is that you want in your business, it is so very, very important for you to transfer it out of your head, get it onto paper so that you can start taking action to it. You see, it's only when you take it out of your head and put it on paper that you actually are able to start manifesting what it is that you want, and therefore you can start experiencing it, right? And so listen, I know what I'm talking about because I am experiencing manifestations every single day. It is absolutely amazing. You have your own personal power. You have your own success DNA. But what has to happen is that you've got to stop keeping it in your head and you've got to get it out on paper. And then you've got to start holding yourself accountable and setting a system. So, ladies, after you've did that, listed visions, listed goals, listed tasks, and you've prioritized what it is you should be working on for the rest of this quarter, now you're ready for your strategy. Now, strategic plan is really, it doesn't have to be very long, okay? It just depends on how many things you're trying to accomplish. But I always like to say, you know, when you're first starting this process of trying to grow your company or trying to see results, and you haven't been heavenly strategically planning in the past, then you don't need to add a whole lot that will cause you to be overwhelmed. So the first thing on a strategic plan is the objective. What is it that you're trying to see at the end of the day? What is it? What are the results that you're looking for? And you can have, you know, two or three objectives, you know, and then after you list the objectives comes the how. How is it going to be done? And that is the strategy. What are you going to do to, you know, create a new blog? What are you going to do to generate $20,000 or $10,000 or $5,000 within the quarter? What are you going to be doing in order for that to happen? What tools do you use? whose talent are you going to leverage? So all of those things have to be written out, and then it should be put on a schedule as far as when the task needs to be implemented. If you're going to be delegating it to some people, then you need to have a delegation header in your strategy. Here are the individuals that I'm going to be delegating certain tasks to. Start on your strategy, okay? And then you look at marketing. How am I going to be marketing? You look at any type of collateral or materials that you're going to be needing to support anything that you're going to be doing for first quarter, whether it is graphic images for social media, whether it is flyers, brochures, whatever it is, you need to have it in that strategy. If you're hosting an event, you need to have where you want to have the event. What's the date? What's the time? So it's very, very important for you, okay, to be as specific as you can so that what you will have is literally kind of like a checklist of everything that you need to put into place. Then that's where your calendar comes into play and time management comes into play, right? Because now that you've created your strategic plan, you've looked over it, you've made sure that it's concise, you can clearly see how you're going to do something. The next thing that you need to do is that you need to go ahead and you need to get out your calendar and you need to start plotting your milestones for your goals for this quarter. In other words, if you say I want to make $1,500 a month, for example, then you would plot a milestone towards the end of the month. So that would be for February, it'd be February 28th, $1,500, back up to where you are right now, and you start putting tasks in your time slots leading up into that point so that you are actually accomplishing those. Now, if you are delegating any of your tasks, remember, as a side note, it's very, very important not to abdicate. That means just to give it away without any care, concern, or follow-up. You're not trying to do that. If you're delegating, you need to write out a description of the task, what the expectations are, when it's due, and some dates for following up with the individual that you're delegating it to. And then you have to put it in your calendar that you need to follow up with that individual along with their phone number. Sometimes you might even want to pre-schedule phone conferences just to follow up with that individual that you're delegating to. Okay. So I'm trying to be as specific as I can in helping you to understand why strategic planning is so very, very important. And I attribute it to a huge part of the success that I am having with my company, Women About, attributing it to that. So again, I want to encourage you, if you have not developed that strategy, I hope that you can take some of the things that I am talking about on this broadcast today and that you will put it to use so that you can start experiencing results as soon as possible right away. That's all I have right now for strategic planning, but you know who I am. I'm Trina Newby. I am your motivation. I am your success coach. And so therefore, I am always going to be encouraging you, motivating you, and providing you with information that you need to be putting to use right away. It's 12:23 after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us on Successful Woman Radio. I really appreciate that. For those of you that are new to the show, Successful Woman Radio is all about providing women in business with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life and generating the income that you desire. So please, ladies, mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern and be empowered with information you know that you can put to use right away. And of course, if you're interested in listening to any of our previous broadcast, because this month has been incredible. We've been talking about creating your abundance. Make sure you visit our radio show website, successfulwomanradio.com. Again, that's successfulwomanradio.com. And over in the right-hand column, you'll find our Blog Talk player. Just click play on the broadcast date you'd like to listen to, and I hope that you truly enjoy. Ladies, I am so excited about our theme for this year, right? So our theme for all of 2017 is creating abundance. And, of course, we made a decision to go ahead and talk about creating abundance for the month of January. So we've had some awesome topics throughout each Monday of this month. And today we're going to be talking about five ways to develop your abundance habits, because there are habits that have to be in place in order for you to experience abundance. Now, I had a few people to email me and ask me questions about abundance and, you know, saying, Trina, can you define what abundance is a little bit clearer for us? You know, and when, you know, can you actually create abundance right away? Is it something that you can generate right away? I had one person ask me, are you saying that we can just make things appear like magic? So I want to clear up some things about abundance, and I want to talk about what abundance actually is. So I'll be doing that a little bit later on in the show. But for right now, what I want to do is I want to go right away to the as you need to in order to better gain clarity. And that's why I created them, so that they can remind me, remind you of things that you need to do. And whatever you answer of these questions, this is something that you need to put to action for yourself, right? Okay, so here's question number one. Who would I like for my customer or client to be this week? Okay, so many times we sit back and we make a post on social media, or we send out a flyer, or we send out an e-newsletter, and then it's like we sit back and we wait for our customers to come to us. Now, although marketing is a system of attracting others to you based on what you promote and send out to them, I don't think that any businesswoman should sit back and wait for customers to come to her, right? I think it's very important for us also to be out there networking, being the ambassador of our companies, of us being able to meet new people and look at who could possibly be our customers as well. So very, very important. So many of you have been going to networking events. You've been socially networking with a lot of people. You've been attending teleclasses and online summits and all kinds of things where you see exactly who these people are. So you have to determine whether or not these individuals actually fit your profile for your target customer. So if you have not done so yet, you need to actually create what's, you know, known today as an avatar or a profile of your target customer. Who are they? What do they look like? Are they male, female, or both? Do they make a certain income? Do they tend to read these types of books or attend these types of teleclasses or webinars? Do they tend to try to follow these types of people online? Are they members of a certain type of group online? So you need to know who they are so that you can put yourself amongst them. So again, number one, who would I like my customer, my client to be this week? While you should always market 24/7, don't sit back and just wait for somebody to contact you. Create your own synergy. Get on the phone. Start calling people. Here's number two. What can I do to generate cash this week? Now, when I say cash, be for you, $500, $1,500, $2,500, $5,000, what do you want to generate as far as cash is concerned this week? Okay? Now, as you write that down, keep in mind that this isn't something that's going to magically appear. You have to look at, well, what do I have that using that I'm attracting others to me? And let me make sure I have my services and my products lined up properly. Let me make sure that as I get people coming in to me, I can provide that service or that product right away. Okay, so again, number two, what can I do to generate cash? And you're going to replace it with the actual amount this week. Here's question number three in five questions to spark your abundance. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Now, this is a very important question to me because I realize oftentimes that a person's failure or success in business has nothing to do with the lack of money and, you know, something you're not doing specifically as far as a business procedure necessarily, right? It has more to do with who you are as an individual, as a person. What are your leadership qualities? What are your leadership skills? Because you have some women who are going to, at all costs, do what they need to do to get things done. And even if they have money challenges, they're not going to allow the lack of money to hold them back. They're going to figure out how to work around it or how to downsize it a little bit so that they can handle it. Or maybe if it was something national they wanted to do, they'll do it regional until they can do it national. So you have women who are leaders out there who are being very successful at what they're doing. They don't allow things to cause them to procrastinate just because it's not there. They look at how can they make it happen in spite of the fact that they don't have something in place, okay? So what can you do to be a better leader this week? What type of personal development skills do you need to strengthen? Okay, dig deep. Number four, what prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Again, what prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Now, if you are marketing properly, meaning you've got outbound marketing going on, and you've got marketing going on from you calling people, because you know I recommend that you call 3 to 5 people that you don't necessarily know personally or haven't talked to yet, and I recommend that you call these people, these type people, every single day. Where do you get them from? Well, one place you get them from is social media. I mean, if you've got a whole bunch of people connecting with you, they're connecting with you for a reason. Okay, and so it's time for you to get to know who these people are and to sift who's needing your service, who's not needing your service. So very, very important. Here's number five. Last but not least, in the 5 questions to spark your abundance, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Now, ladies, marketing really is a 24/7 thing. In today's 21st century, there is no such thing as having a marketing calendar where you're going to market for 3 weeks and then you're off 3 weeks and then you're marketing for the next 3 weeks. It doesn't work that way. Marketing now has to be going on 24/7 for your business. And I will admit that this is one thing that I am strengthening and improving on for 2017. I don't think I did as an effective job in 2016. So I am working hard to figure out more ways to better market and promote my business. But here's the trick about marketing, especially when you are a solo entrepreneur. Things have to be done ahead of time, ladies. You can no longer wait till the last minute to market your business, to come up with ideas to market your business, and then think you're going to be able to put them into practice the next day. It doesn't work that way. In actuality, you remember I mentioned developing your business strategy a little bit earlier. Well, the reason why you develop a business strategy over a 12-month period is so that you can break it down by quarter, and then break your quarters down by months and months by weeks and weeks by days, thereby knowing what you should be doing to work towards accomplishing your goals every day. But oftentimes that just doesn't happen with a lot of solo entrepreneurs. And I think it's because you're keeping yourself in the labor role way too much. Okay, keeping yourself in that labor role. That means that you're too busy doing the grunt work. You're too busy, making the gift baskets. You're too busy making the product or whatever it might be or providing the service, and you're not holding your head up long enough to be the leader, the entrepreneur, the ambassador that you need to be. And so it's very, very important for you to understand that your business has to be marketed continuously. And what do you have in place right now for that to happen? From the time a person clicks on a link that goes to your website and signs up to receive, let's say, a free report, what happens after that? Do they receive a series of letters for like the next 30 days, spread it out? What's supposed to happen? Because if you haven't figured all of that out, this is the time to do it now. We're at the top of 2017, and you shouldn't be in the middle of 2017 still trying to figure that out, okay? So that last question is very, very important to the success of your business. What are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Very, very important. Ladies, remember, you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you and only you taking action, swift and immediate action. So very, very important. Ladies, there you have it. 12:34 after the hour. Don't hang up. You are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby bringing you information that you can use and put to use right away. I'm going to go ahead right now and move into our book club book of the month. And for those of you that have just joined us this month, our book is Awaken the Giant Within by Anthony Robbins. Now, many of you know Anthony Robbins, mentor and a spiritual leader to people high in high places worldwide, from presidents and queens and kings, to government leaders, to people who own top corporate 500 companies. He is an incredible coach, and I will have to say that I admire him greatly, because over all of the years that I have watched him, read his books, he's never changed his path in helping people, no matter who you are. So even though he coaches a lot of people in high places, he still makes sure that he gets the information to everybody. And so this book, Awaken the Giant Within, is one of his most popular books, a Wall Street bestseller. And I want to read to you from chapter 4, Belief Systems, The Power to Create and the Power to Destroy. Now, I read some of this the last couple of Mondays back. But what I want to do is I want to go back over some things, because I find that it was very, very profound. He says, what are our beliefs designed for? They're the guiding force to tell us what will lead to pain and what will lead to pleasure. Whenever something happens in your life, he says, your brain will ask you two questions. Will this mean pain or pleasure? What must I know to avoid pain and or gain pleasure? The answers to these two questions are based on our beliefs, and our beliefs are driven by our generalizations about what we've learned could lead to pain and pleasure. These generalizations guide all of our actions and thus the direction and quality of our lives. Generalizations, he says, can be very useful. They are simply the identification of similar patterns. For example, what allows you to open a door? You look down at a handle, and although you've never seen this specific one before, you can generally feel certain that this door will open if you turn the handle right or left, if you push or pull it. Why do you believe this? Simply, your experience of doors has provided enough references to create a sense of certainty that allows you to follow through. With this sense of certainty, he says, we would virtually be unable to drive our cars, use a telephone, or do any one of the dozens of things we do in a day. Generalizations simplify our lives and allow us to function. So actually what he's talking about are habits. He said, unfortunately, generalizations in more complex areas of our lives can oversimplify, right? Oversimplify, and sometimes create limiting beliefs. Maybe you failed to follow through on various endeavors a few times in your life, and based on that, you developed a belief that you are incompetent. Once you believe this is true, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You might say, why even try if I'm not going to follow through anyway? Or perhaps you've made a few poor decisions in business or in relationships and have interpreted that to mean you will always sabotage yourself. Or maybe in school you didn't learn as quickly as you thought other kids did, and rather than considering the idea that you had a different learning strategy, you may have decided that you were learning disabled. On another level, isn't racial prejudice fueled by a wholesale generation about an entire group of people? The challenge with all these beliefs is that they become limitations for future decisions about who you are and what you are capable of. We need to remember, he says, that most of our beliefs are generalizations about our past based on our interpretations of painful and pleasurable experiences. The challenge is threefold. Most of us do not consciously decide what we are going to believe. And then he says, number two, often our beliefs are based on misinterpretation of past experiences. And three, once we adopt a belief, we forget it's merely an interpretation. We begin to treat our beliefs as if they're realities, as if they are the gospel. In fact, we rarely, if ever, question our long-held beliefs. Now, if you ever wonder why people do what they do, again, you need to remember that human beings are not random creatures. All of our actions are the result of our beliefs. Whatever we do, it is out of our conscious or unconscious beliefs about what will lead to pleasure or away from pain. If you want to create a long-term and consistent change in your behavior, you must change the beliefs that are holding you back. And I want to repeat that for you, ladies, because this is very pivotal. This is something that's very profound. He says, if you want to create long-term and consistent changes in your behaviors, you must change the beliefs that are holding you back. Beliefs have the power to create and the power to destroy. Human beings have the awesome ability to take any experience of their lives and create a meaning that disempowers them or one that can literally save their lives. Some people have taken the pain of their past and said, because of this, I will help others. Because I was raped, no one else will be harmed again. Or because I lost my son or daughter, I will make a difference in the world. It's not something they wanted to believe, but rather adopting this type of belief was a necessity for them to be able to pick up the pieces and move on to live empowering lives. We all have the capacity to create meanings that empower us, but so many of us never tap into it or even recognize it. If we don't adopt the faith that there is a reason for the unexplainable tragedies of life, then we begin to destroy our capacity to truly live. The need to be able to create a meaning out of life's most painful experiences was observed by psychiatrist Viktor Frankl as he and other Holocaust victims survived the horrors of Auschwitz and other concentration camps. Frankl noted that those special few who were able to make it through this hell on earth shared one thing in common. They were able to endure and transform their experience by finding an empowering meaning for their pain. They developed the belief that because they suffered and survived, they would be able to tell the story and make certain that no human being would ever suffer this way again. Lastly, the author says, beliefs are not limited to impacting our emotions or actions. They can literally change our bodies in a matter of moments. He said, I had the pleasure of interviewing Yale professor and best-selling author Dr. Bernie Siegel. As we began to speak about the power of belief, Bernie shared with me some of the research he'd done on people's lives. He says, these were people with multiple personality disorders. Incredibly, the potency of these people's beliefs that they had become a different person resulted in an unquestioned command to their nervous system to make measurable changes in their biochemistry. The result, their bodies would literally transform before the researcher's eye and began to reflect a new identity at a moment's notice. Studies document such remarkable occurrences as patients' eye color actually changing as their personality changes or physical marks disappearing and reappearing. Even diseases such as diabetes or high blood pressure come and go depending on the person's belief as to which personality they're manifesting. Beliefs even have the capacity to override the impact of drugs on the body. While most people believe that drugs heal, studies in the new science of psychoneurology have begun to bear out what many others have suspected for centuries. Our beliefs about the illness and its treatment play a significant role and maybe even more significant than the treatment itself. So he goes on in this chapter about belief and you needing to understand the power of belief and talking about, you know, what it is about belief that we need to understand, which is so very, very important. And I hope those of you who are listening to our book, our session, or our book club session, I hope that you are really gaining some really good aha moments and some thoughts as I am reading excerpts from my book, Awaken the Giant Within. Now, if you have not added this book to your success library, I want to encourage you to do that. Remember, reading just one book per month written by a self-help expert or a personal development expert who normally has 10-plus years of experience, one book per month will add over 120 years of wisdom to your life. And if you implement it, wow, it is going to do something phenomenal and incredible for you, because that's when you will be able to duplicate and multiply success, when you start taking and putting into action all of those things that you have learned that you have listened to. So make sure you get this book, Awaken the Giant Within, and start applying some of the things. Now, I read that passage specifically about belief because we're going to be talking about how to develop your abundance habits, because the things he was talking about, those beliefs that are necessary, beliefs are what actually form habits. As a matter of fact, beliefs are the foundation for all of the habits that we actually have, because once we believe something, attention to some of the things that I read, he said that beliefs are not permanent, okay? Beliefs usually are based on our experience and the evidence of what's in front of us at the time, but it may be evidence appearing false. Okay, so we have to be very careful about if we want to create an abundance, a stream of abundance for ourselves, and we want to be successful in business, we have to be very, very careful about what we believe now and what we actually have embraced or adopted as a belief from the past. Okay, if you say that you want to be a wealthy woman and that you want to bless thousands of people, and you want to do all of these things, you really do have to ask yourself, do I have any beliefs that are going to hinder the result, the positive results of what I want? Because if I do, I've got to go inward and work on myself. And really, that's what I have learned is a huge reason why a lot of women don't succeed in business and don't accomplish their dreams and goals. It's not because they don't have a desire to, but oftentimes it's because there are hindrances. There are habits that have been developed. There are beliefs that have founded those habits that have caused us to self-sabotage, okay? And when that happens, no matter what you want, it's not going to get done until you work inward, you dig deep, and you figure out how to take care of it. So today, we are going to be talking about creating, okay, your abundance habits and why it is so very, very important, okay? So the first thing I want to list out for you as we discuss creating five ways to create your abundance habits is talk about what a habit is, okay? Because a habit is an automated process that once repeated more than 3 to 4 times, it is going to embed itself in your subconscious mind and be accepted and remembered so that you don't have to really recall it or remember it again. Remember in the book Awaken the Giant Within, he listed out several things that we really don't think about, like opening and closing a door. We don't think about how to do that. What we don't look in our purse to find the instructions to open the door before we go in. We're standing at an elevator. We don't have to go and find the instructions of how to call that elevator open so that we can go to a certain floor, right? It's because it's based on our experience and based on us having a positive experience with whatever we needed to do. And we repeated it, it embedded itself in our subconscious mind, and therefore it became a habit. So number one in five ways to actually create or develop your abundance habits is that you must understand what the habits are, what habits are. And again, I defined it for you as habits are automated occurrences, okay, that happen over and over again. They're recurring things. And so as a result, you have already stored the memory of how to do it in your subconscious mind. So that's the first thing in five ways to develop abundance habits, because now that you know what those habits are and you know that they are stored, the second thing that you have to know in developing your abundance habits, if you have to create beliefs, right? You know that beliefs are really not something that's permanent, but you have to create beliefs that support whatever it is that you want. Now, if you say you want to generate $5,000 this month, for example, what are the beliefs that you have that are actually positively supporting you generating that $5,000? You know, because if you believe that you can have $5,000, that's different than believing that you can generate and create streams of someone to, you know, to say to me, they had never thought of it in that way. But it is. Anybody can believe that they can become a millionaire. And if someone handed you $1 million, you know, you can believe that you can figure out what to do with it, right? But that's a whole different belief than believing that you can generate $1 million on your own. So we get all excited when we hear that word $1 million, or we get excited when we hear thousands of dollars, right? And we all want that. I mean, heck, you know, we all want to be wealthy women. Of course we do. We should love to do that. We should embrace that and have a passion for it. However, we must create beliefs that allow us to generate the wealth instead of just believing that, if I were wealthy, I can see myself being wealthy, but I don't know if I see me being the only one generating the wealth. So you need to create beliefs that actually support whatever it is that you want, which is so very, very important. And you really need to sit down, and ladies, you need to think about this. One of the things that I have learned from coaching and helping women over the last 20 plus years, I've learned that we as women don't like to ask ourselves a lot of questions. Instead, we happen to be very reactive to a lot of things. We're very emotional beings, and we react to a lot of things, and we allow those reactions, those emotional reactions, to take us far away from what it is that we truly want. We get knocked off the path a lot. But what we really need to start doing is we really need to start creating beliefs that support what it is that we want. And to create a belief, by the way, it means that you actually have to write down, you know, if I've never felt that I personally could actually generate thousands of dollars in a short period of time, why? Why do I feel that I've never been able to do that? And how can I change that? How can I change that belief? What belief do I need to have? I need to have the type of belief that is, I believe that I can generate not only $5,000, but I believe that I can generate and come up with ideas and ways to create and bring to me any amount of money that I so desire. So you have to create those beliefs. Now, here's the proof in the pudding about beliefs. Beliefs are based on factual evidence most of the time. And so in order to change an old belief and replace it with a new belief, you must also list out actions that you need to take to prove that belief to be true. Okay? Actions that you need to take to prove that belief to be true, because it is the action and the results of your actions that confirm the belief and embed the belief within your subconscious mind. So wouldn't it be wonderful if you just said to yourself, I want to generate $10,000, and you didn't have to go through all of the worries or the fear, or after you've said it, you're like, oh Lord, how am I going to bring it to myself? Oh, I don't know how that's going to happen. But wouldn't it be great that you just kicked right into like this ball of firing ammunition of ideas and things that you were going to do right away? I need to generate $10,000. You just start listing out a bullet point list pages long. Okay, I'm going to do a teleseminar. I'm going to create a retreat. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You just start listing stuff. Well, that can happen. And that example is an example of someone who has created beliefs so strong, right, that it just compels them to take that swift and immediate action. And, of course, for those of you who are long-term listeners, you know I'm talking about nothing other than unshakable faith. You know, that level of belief so deeply rooted that it compels you to take swift and in five ways to develop abundant habits, is that you also have to list out poor habits that you need to throw out, okay? Now, I'm telling you right now, you know, I know that as women, we all have tons of habits that we feel that we need to throw out. So what I would recommend that you do is that as you look at your business strategy and you bullet point all of those things that you would like to see happen for this year, you need to just look at those and say, what habits do I have in place right now that are poor habits, habits that are working against me instead of for me? And for each of those habits you that you list out, you need to also list positive habits that you can replace them with, okay? And don't forget, habits are automated, so in order for those habits to start taking effect from a positive standpoint, when you replace the poor habit, you need to start performing them every single day. You need to put them in your planner, in your calendar. You need to do what you need to do so that it starts taking effect recurringly in your subconscious mind. So very, very important, okay? Another thing about abundance, creating habits for abundance, is that we really have to step outside of ourselves as well, and we have to start looking at how we can help others, right? And so one of the things that I think is so important is that we really need to get into blessing the lives of others. You know, the one thing I have learned is that oftentimes when people are at a certain place in their life where they are satisfied, they are happy, and they are pleased with the fact that they are accomplishing, doing things. They become confident in themselves. And when you become confident in yourself, you also reach a level that you want to share it with others and you want to bless others, right? And so one of the habits that we need to get into is that we need to start blessing the lives of other people, right? You can call a person and say, hey, I'd like to take you out to lunch, and I'd like to share some business things that are working with me. Hey, I'd like to share with you some things I learned recently on a radio show I listened to. You can also create, like, take shoebox size packages. You can even go to the dollar store because they sell them, the little plastic cases that look like shoeboxes. You can take those and say to yourself, you know, I want to start sending something out to the troops, or I want to start creating some personal care packages to take to an abuse shelter, and I'm going to create this. This is a project that I'm going to take on. You want to bless the lives of other people. Okay, and the way you need to bless their lives is I want you to do it without including anything in your business, unless you happen to have products or something that you think would be very beneficial or useful. But the blessing part has to be, you know, it has to be free will, free giving, and anonymous. And you need to do it so that it can open up your heart, open up your emotions, get you to understand that you have the power to brighten someone else's day. You have the power to change someone else's life, okay? All with blessing them with simple things. Very, very important, okay? I'm not sure if it was on the show or if I was speaking, but I shared that I had met a young lady who told me that after her mom passed, she decided that she was going to record on cassette recorder audios that she could take and give to elderly people in the nursing homes who never received visitors. She would read the Bible. She would read stories. She would sing on the audios. But she says that she loves doing that. And that is truly a blessing, and someone that is really doing something outside of themselves to bless the lives of others. So that I think is so very, very important. And then last but not least, creating abundance, five ways to develop your abundance. Is, ladies, I've said it and I've said it before, you need to learn all you can on the subconscious mind, okay? Because within the subconscious mind lies all of the reasons why you do what you do, things. So you need to learn all about that. And one of the books I recommend that you read is The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. You can get it for under $10, I think, on Amazon.com. Again, The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. That is another book that you need to have in your success library. So very, very important. Lastly, I just want to remind you to go over to womenaboutbiz.com. We've got some great things coming up for you. I don't want you to miss out on anything. Participate in the community if you can. And then also, we have a teleclass coming up in February all about how to organize yourself with social media. It's called Success with Social Media. And I think it's just so important that social media has taken a mainstay. Now, what I want to do is I want to share with you some changes and some happenings on social media scene. I'm going to briefly mention them, and then I am in the process of writing some articles about them because I think it's important to spread this word. So LinkedIn has changed tremendously. And for those of you that are service-oriented, your coaches or consultants or in finance, insurance, most of you are on LinkedIn. And so there are a lot of changes that are going down on LinkedIn, and I just want to share with you some of them. So LinkedIn CEO says that their goal for the new design was to give us the users an experience that we already understand. So if you go on LinkedIn and feel like you're on Facebook, it's because they have designed the site similar to the user face of Facebook, okay? Because they know that there are a lot of people using Facebook, and they want people to feel comfortable with coming on LinkedIn and using it as well, right? And so some of the new things that they are doing is that they move things around a little bit. So when you click on contacts, now you'll be able on LinkedIn to see all of the people that are inviting you to be their friend and all of the people that you may want to invite to be your friends. And then it also allows you to break down your contacts and put them into different folders, which is so wonderful. If you go to your messages, okay, if you go to your messages, you're also going to see who's invited you to be your friends. And then their notifications are a lot clearer because you can now, if you haven't checked out LinkedIn, make sure you do. But one of the things that I really like about LinkedIn, they have two things that you need to be aware of because people say, well, does LinkedIn have a Facebook page? I don't know whether they have one or not, but they actually do. But it's called a company page instead of a fan page, right? And it's still a little bit challenging to know exactly how do you start a company page on LinkedIn. So what I want to share with you is all you need to do is up in the top menu bar on LinkedIn, click on your picture to the far right of the menu. You'll see it. And if you look down to the bottom, it'll say create a company page. Okay. And that's how you actually create a fan page for yourself where you can actually have followers on LinkedIn. Very important to know that. Another thing that LinkedIn has that I really, really like, and that is it allows you to write articles and submit those articles LinkedIn-wide. So that helps your expertise, that helps you to build credibility, and they automatically index these articles so that they will be picked up on the Google search engine. So, again, that's a very, very big thing. Now, going on over to Facebook, Facebook has gone over well over a billion people using Facebook internationally, okay? So Facebook has made a lot of changes, too many to even list here. But what I do want to let you know is that, number one, don't forget, your personal page is going to become just that. They are not allowing ads and promotionals to show on the news feeds of your friends any longer. So you may be wondering why you can see it on news feed, but someone else is telling you they never saw it. That is because Facebook is wanting people to use the personal side of Facebook just for that, right? From a business perspective, if you want to advertise, promote, they want you to create a fan page and do it from there. But of course, you know, there's a reason for that. It's because they want you to advertise. They want you to boost those posts. They want you to use a lot of their advertisement. Now, I must admit, I think if you thought about advertising, Facebook just might be the place for you to try it in. But what I do recommend is that you not just go to Facebook and start advertising or else you'll spend a ton of money without knowing why. So be careful about that. At Women About Biz, we're going to be hosting and having a lot of teleclasses and webinars and self-paced courses on social media because it's becoming just that mainstream in marketing that we need to keep you in the know. But some of the new things that Facebook has is that they're now also allowing you to create articles and share all of the social engines or the search engines, which is very, very good. So now Facebook's fan page is now functioning similar to a blog, which is absolutely incredible, right? And that's really what they wanted. So in many times, it was going to require you on Facebook and your fan page to have some type of plugin or some type of app in order for it to do something. Now, Facebook is bringing a lot of that internal, right? And so it's allowing you to get messages right on your fan page, get phone calls. It's allowing you to create special offers right there and have people to pay for it. You can write a note that you can share with people. You can start a live video. You can create an event. So they are allowing you to do a lot on your fan page organically without charging you, right? But then when you do create those things, if you want to boost a post or if you want to advertise or promote that they are there, they also encourage you to do that, to extend to more of an audience reach, right? Now, you know Facebook owns Instagram. So now you can advertise on Instagram paying, utilizing your Facebook account, which is so very, very good. And then soon, what is coming is that, you know, everybody's been doing live, right? You know, recording videos and that kind of thing. And so what they're going to be doing is similar to what YouTube is doing. If you have a huge following of your live recordings, Facebook is going to be sharing an ad profit with you on your live videos. And so it's kind of a profit share program, just like what YouTube is doing currently, right? And so again, Facebook has all of these new things that's coming out. And so it's important for you to do one very big thing, and that is to always look at how can you use it to enhance your business and market your business, okay? And so if you haven't already, I would suggest that you do kind of like a Google alert. And if you don't know what that is, just look it up in Google, but do a Google alert so that you can keep up with what's going on all of the new trends with Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and many of the others that you might be using. Well, there you have it, ladies. You have a lot of information that I've shared with you today. I hope that you are writing it down and that you truly have enjoyed today's episodes. Of course, I always want you to let me know that you're enjoying it. If you have any questions or anything like that, email me at tnewby, T as in Trina, tnewby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. That's tnewby at womenaboutbiz.com. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, please just write them and let me know. I'm always good with responding. Also, I want to remind you to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. I keep having people saying, hey, we need to get notices way more ahead of time than what you do on Monday mornings. Listen, ladies, mark it in your calendar. We're doing a simple reminder. But of course, as you know, it's your responsibility to keep a reminder in your calendar of when the show is happening. It never stops every Monday, 12 noon Eastern. It's been that way for 10 solid years. So don't forget, every Monday, 12 noon Eastern. So very, very important. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of shows. And if you've missed any of our episodes, don't forget to go on successfulwomanradio.com and listen to them. But until then, until next week, I want you to have a productive and an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.